Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Since the October 7, 2023 attack by Hamas against Israel, the United States has remained vigilant against further threats from Iran and its proxies, including Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis, said National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan at a press conference in Israel. People seem to forget the basic fact of this conflict and these past 15 months. Israel did not seek or start this war, stated Mr. Sullivan.
Hamas started this war, invading Israel in military formations, killing 1,200 people, kidnapping and holding hostage hundreds more, Israeli citizens and citizens from around the world. Iran then made a fateful choice to join in and open a multi-front war against Israel. Backed by the ironclad security partnership with the United States, Israel has defeated two direct attacks from Iran and directly struck into Iran in response, degrading Iran's military capability.
Hezbollah's leaders are gone. Hamas's leaders are gone, including the masterminds of October 7th. And now the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria is gone, removing the primary client state of Iran in the region and the lifeline to Hezbollah. The balance of power in the Middle East has changed significantly, said Mr. Sullivan.
We are now faced with a dramatically reshaped Middle East in which Israel is stronger, Iran is weaker, its proxies decimated, and a ceasefire that is new and will be lasting in Lebanon that ensures Israel's security over the long term.
The United States seeks to ensure that the ceasefire holds, to capitalize on the opportunity to build a better future for the people of Syria, while managing the risks that come with the change in Syria. This includes the possibility that terrorist groups like ISIS will reemerge. The U.S. also seeks to keep Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. We're now looking to close a hostage release deal and a ceasefire, which would stop the war and reunite hostages with their families, said Mr. Sullivan.
Just over 1 year ago, we reached a deal that brought 78 hostages out of Gaza and home to their families. It's time to finish the job and bring all of the hostages home.
On January 20th, there will be a transfer of power to a new administration in the United States. Even so, the U.S.-Israel partnership will continue to rest on a solid bipartisan foundation.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.